under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Wednesday, June 5th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime. No excuse for not listening to the show. Well, Trucker, I have to work from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. I don't get to listen to your show. And yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. Listen anytime. Don't listen late at night. I don't want your blood pressure to go up. I don't want you to get all mad to where you can't go to sleep. You need your sleep. Breaking news story came into the radio station this morning. I wanted to tee it up for the third hour. Arizona Republican Party files a massive lawsuit against the Arizona Secretary of State, where they have discovered in going through the qualified voter files that 500,000 to 1.3 million people are suspected of being illegally on the Arizona statewide qualified voter files. Arizona has at least 500,000 registered voters currently on the voter rolls who should have been removed. In other words, at least 500,000 registered voters currently listed on the Arizona Secretary of State's voter rolls are either deceased or no longer live in Arizona. In their official statement, this coming out from the Arizona Republican Party, they and the Arizona Free Enterprise Club are legally challenging Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fonts, citing alarming violations of the National Voter Registration Act. Filed in the U.S. District Court in the District of Arizona, the lawsuit exposes shocking inaccuracies in Arizona's current voter registration records and hereby demands immediate corrective action. Accurate voter rolls are the bedrock of our constitutional republic, said Gina Swoboda, chair of the Arizona Republican Party. The rampant presence of ineligible voters on our rolls is unacceptable and undermines the trust Arizonians' place in our electoral process. The lawsuit highlights outrageous voter registration rates, with some counties exceeding 100% of their eligible voters. The lawsuit uncovered that Arizona, again, has between 500,000 and 1.27 1,270,000 unaccounted for voters on their rolls. Many are deceased or no longer live in our great state of Arizona. And right next to the post, they have an absentee voter ballot being dropped into a drop box. Surprise, surprise, how they did it in 2020 and what they plan to do this year in 2024. Have a little story about Secretary of States and governors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about Arizona. This was a strategy that they pulled off in Arizona. in the 2022 election, midterm elections, for the governor's race in Arizona. At the time, Katie Hobbs was the Secretary of State. Just like Jocelyn Benson is the Secretary of State here in Michigan. Well, instead of running for re-election as the Secretary of State, while overseeing the state elections, she ran for governor as a Democrat against the very strong Make America Great Again, Donald Trump-endorsed Republican candidate, Carrie Lake. You know who Carrie Lake is. Very attractive. She was a news reporter in Arizona. She'd been on TV news, I believe, for like 10 years. Everybody knew her. She knew exactly how to stand up to the media when they started asking their stupid questions. She immediately flipped it on them. She was great. Well, the governor election took place November of 2022. Carrie Lake, endorsed by Donald Trump, running against the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs. And guess what? Surprise, surprise, on election day, most people who live in Arizona vote on election day. They don't vote absentee. They don't vote early. They vote on election day. Maricopa County, strong, strong, strong conservative Republican county. Remember the sheriff, Joe Aparo, from Maricopa County? Yes, very conservative county. Donald Trump won Maricopa County in 2016 overwhelmingly against Hillary Clinton. Well, in that county, all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, the voting machines shut down. They stop working. Republicans are in line wanting to vote. They showed it on the news. These lines, folks, in that warm weather, it was Arizona in November, still probably 80, 90 degrees there. The machines stopped working. They went home. Many of those people in Maricopa County said they did not vote. Surprise, 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 guess what? Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State, running the election that year, oh yeah, she claims that she had another clerk handling it statewide because she was on the ballot for governor, defeated Carrie Lake. And it was a very slim margin. I forget the number. It was like 10,000 votes. Carrie Lake sued, claiming that the voters that didn't get the opportunity to vote in Maricopa County came forward and gave her affidavit saying, we didn't get to vote. The judge threw it out. Why? Lack of standing. What do you mean she didn't have the legal standing to sue the Secretary of State, her opponent, running against her for governor? What do you mean she didn't have legal standing? The case went nowhere. The appellate court refused to hear it. The Supreme Court didn't want to hear it. It went absolutely nowhere. Well, now she's running for U.S. Senate this year. She has Donald Trump's support and is leading in the polls right now. She should win this election unless these illegals, voters that are on their qualified voter files, are allowed to cast ballots. Dead people and people who no longer live in Arizona. So we'll keep an eye on that race very closely. But I want to fast forward to 2026. What's going to happen in 2026, folks? Midterm election. Not presidential year. Presidential is this year. Presidential next one will be 2028. Midterm election of 2026. Who will be serving her last term as Secretary of State in the state of Michigan? Jocelyn Benson. Jocelyn Benson is going to be on the ballot, folks, running for governor here in the state of Michigan for 2026. Well, while she's on the ballot for governor, she, of course, is going to have somebody else oversee the elections here in the state of Michigan. Right. If these qualified voter files are not cleaned up at the county level in the entire state of Michigan, where dead people and people who no longer live in our counties are removed, Jocelyn Benson is going to use the exact same tactic that Katie Hobbs used in Arizona in 2022 to defeat Carrie Lake to be the governor of that state. Mark my words, watch what's going to happen. And who does Katie Hobbs and Jocelyn Benson have in common? Well, what are you talking about, Randy? Katie Hobbs is out in Arizona. Jocelyn Benson's in Michigan. You're saying there's a common denominator between the two of them? Yes, there is. You know who it is? George Soros. George Soros paid for the college education of our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, as well as Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State, who is now the governor of Arizona. Surprise, surprise. Not at all. Now, once it works in Arizona, they think it's going to work in Michigan. They think it's going to work in Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, the state of Georgia, perhaps Wisconsin. All of these close toss-up battleground states that they talk about all the time on the news, surprise, surprise, tied in to what Biden had to do yesterday. What did Biden do yesterday? Biden basically reinstated via executive order exactly what Donald Trump had done regarding the southern border. Why? Fox News reporter was down on the border in California. Hundreds, thousands of people in the middle of the night walking across the border that Donald Trump had started, the border wall, but Biden stopped it from being continued all the way. Trump wanted it to go all the way out to the Pacific Ocean between Mexico and California. He wanted it to go all the way out into the water, was Donald Trump's plan. These people are coming from all over the world. The reporter was asking these people, what country are you from? Where are you from? Vietnam. One guy mentioned a country I'd never even heard of, a Republic of Africa. They had one guy ask him for directions. He goes, the lights. Is that Tijuana or is that San Diego? The reporter was honest with him. If it would have been me as a reporter, I would have said, no, that's Tijuana. And I'd have had the guy turn around and walk towards San Diego, but actually I would have had him going back into Tijuana, Mexico. Why did Biden take these actions yesterday? Because he's preparing for a debate against Donald Trump. I believe it's June 27th, in about 3 weeks. Well, what actually happened was more than 2,500 people crossed the border illegally Monday night. This was actual videotape video of them doing it. The border is so out of control, especially in California, folks. It's amazing. Well, Biden, with Mayorkas standing there, the guy in charge of the border, next to him, silent, with his head down, reinstated executive orders that Donald Trump had in place to stop illegals from coming into the country. Why? Because he's tanking in the polls. These illegals are becoming part of our qualified voter files. Same day registrations. Apply for a driver's license without any documentation. Well, as you apply for your license, would you like to register to vote? Yes. Not even having to prove that they're citizens of our country, not having to provide any documentation that they're a citizen and have the right to vote, they're being registered to vote. Joining the dead people in the people who have left these states. This is absolutely amazing, and we see the writing on the wall, and there's only one way to defeat this evil. There's only one way, folks. Get out the vote effort. Christians listening to this show, or people listening to this show who know Christians who don't vote, you've got to explain this to them. It is their moral responsibility to vote this year to offset all the things that we know are happening in these qualified voter files. The illegals that are going to be voting, the dead people, the people who are no longer living in our counties, in our states. Hunters. You guys that don't bother with politics because you love hunting so much, you rather be out baiting your deer pile instead of preparing to vote on November 5th. Well, we have the rack cards. We have the cards that you have got to get out to 100 people. Your cost, $21. Go to our website, acconservatives.org, donate $21. We will package up 100 of these cards. We will mail them to you. All you have to do is hand them out. Hand them out to 100 people. Tell them, by you giving them this card, that they must talk to 11 of their friends. Ask them to read the 11 questions on the back of the card. They're not Republican issues. They're not Democrat issues. They're American issues. You need to get these cards out to people. They need to think about November 5th and vote intellectually, not emotionally. Who is going to be the best president to shut down the border and deport all of these illegals? Now we're finding out an illegal that had already had a hearing about whether or not he had legal status to stay in our country or not, shot two New York City police officers. Somebody who shouldn't even be in the country. Unbelievable. County clerks, you need to clean up your qualified voter files and lock them down. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.